Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
With D.C. facing rioters and protesters, Tennessee lawmakers shelter in place.
Nashville is officially receiving federal funding to help with recovery from the Christmas Day bombing.
Plus, we'll give you a few places in 12 South where you can splurge that stimulus money.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Yes, you heard that right. The Tennessee lawmakers had to shelter in place yesterday. Also, the White House thought it was noteworthy enough to call us and say, you guys need to stay where you are. Nashville needs its podcast. So you guys hang tight and stay exactly where you are. We don't want that podcast to not reach air. So we are sheltering and recording good old Tennessee. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I don't want to be anywhere else in the world right now.
But yeah, Tennessee lawmakers did have to shelter in place, I think. Yeah, sheltering in place is the term that they were using yesterday as demonstrators, rioters, protesters, however you want to classify it, breached the Capitol yesterday. So pretty much everybody was in lockdown, but even all of the representatives here in Nashville were sheltered in place. Phil Williams from News Channel 5 spoke with Jim Cooper via Zoom, said every member has been instructed to shelter in place. Cooper said, my staff and I are safe, but this is the scariest time I've ever experienced on Capitol Hill. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn also tweeted that she is sheltering in place. She also tweeted out, these actions at the U.S. Capitol by protesters are truly despicable and unacceptable. While I am safe and sheltering in place, these protests are prohibiting us from doing our constitutional duty. I condemn them in the strongest possible terms. We are a nation of laws. She says also it's disrupting the democratic process. It's violence. It's crime. It must stop. Completely agree. Also, we're seeing unanimous agreement across pretty much the political spectrum. Senator-elect Bill Hagerty also has condemned the unrest, saying, I've always believed in peaceful protesting. What is happening at the U.S. Capitol right now is not peaceful. This is violence. I condemn it in the strongest terms. So you're pretty much, you're seeing even across the Republican spectrum as well, you're seeing condemnation of everything that is happening, even from Representative Mark Green saying, we are a country of law and order. This is violence and it is unacceptable. Pray for our nation's capital police and law enforcement officers. Governor Bill Lee also chiming in on Twitter quickly after all of this happened, saying the violence happening in our nation's capital is inexcusable and an effort to our founding principles and freedoms. I stand with our Tennessee delegation that order must be restored immediately and thank law enforcement for their professionalism. Also, President Trump, right as all this was happening, said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on our country, the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Other Tennessee lawmakers have made statements very similar to this, including Representative John Rose. You know, pretty much everybody is under the same mind. Pretty much everything that happened yesterday, completely unacceptable, and everybody's on the same page. Tennessee lawmakers also on the same page of having to shelter in place. And, you know, we're doing the same. We're not going to go anywhere. We're just going to keep on recording for this podcast. So don't expect any changes. We don't have to go anywhere today, so we'll be right here.
Yeah, we're going to stay right here in the great state of Tennessee, and in specifically the best city in the world, Nashville, Tennessee. But the Twitter world has been very active in the last 48 hours, 72 hours. It's been really, really active. And we have some positive news. On Tuesday, Bill Lee tweeted out in the afternoon that the FEMA and the White House are going to be giving Nashville federal funds to be able to use here in the city of Nashville. And Governor Bill Lee tweeted that out probably around 4:30 on Tuesday. And it's kind of funny because we had an episode that morning saying, hey, are they going to be giving federal funding for this?
Right, because he, I believe, he did this pretty quickly. He at least reached out to the White House fairly quickly after the bombing.
I believe it was like 10 a.m.
Yeah, and asked for assistance. But now we're seeing that FEMA will provide direct assistance to Metro Nashville Davidson County under the Federal Public Assistance Program with direct assistance for emergency protective measures to lessen the impact on lives and property. So that's kind of the language that News Channel 5 says is being used here within the reach of FEMA into Nashville. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency is also working with FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration on economic assistance that may be available through the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. And just kind of a recap of how many businesses were affected. A total of 41 residential and commercial structures were damaged in the bombing. It also brought down AT&T's communication system across Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama, and I think even northern Georgia for a few days. And so we could even be, we talked about this extensively on a previous episode, that some of these structures could take monumental efforts to bring back because of their historical status, because of the actual damage to the structure. So, you know, who knows how long these businesses and residential areas are going to take to get brought to their original restored life because of the zoning and the historical area that they are in within Second Avenue.
On Tuesday, Mayor John Cooper, he tweeted out, Governor Bill Lee in the White House notified my office that our disaster declaration relief request has been approved following the Christmas Day tragedy. This is the first step on a long recovery journey. I want to thank Governor Bill Lee and Congress for their support. And also an update on Mayor John Cooper. He's in quarantine right now because his wife tested positive for COVID-19.
So, so he is also sheltering in place, but this is for a different reason.
Man, it's 2021. This year started off strong. But while all this stuff was happening in Washington, D.C., Aaron and I were actually eating some delicious food.
I know. This is like honestly one of the first times that we have really checked out of what was going on in the world. To eat lunch with friends and really have a good time. And then after lunch, we found out everything crazy happened.
So we had a restaurant that we checked out. We've actually talked about this restaurant, I think, three different times here on the podcast. And neither Aaron and I have been to this restaurant. But this is actually located.
We were all talking, no eat.
All talking, all eat.
But now we were all eat. We were real all eat.
We dug in. We sheltered in place at this restaurant. And man, my stomach.
I could. If they weren't closing as we were leaving, we would have sheltered in place at that restaurant.
The coffee was delicious. The food was delicious. The appetizer we had was delicious.
Man, everything was
and,
so good.
We've talked about this restaurant, and this is The Cookery on 12 South, the neighborhood that we're actually highlighting over the last 2 months. We're going to be talking more about shopping in 12 South later on. But I had a black coffee, which was fantastic. And then we got this, was it crab?
It was pretty much like a crab cake dip.
It was delicious.
Is kind of how I would describe it with these home, I believe they were homemade chips.
They were like veggie chips.
They tasted like homemade chips.
Yeah.
Kind of Fiesta homemade feeling chips, which were delicious.
Very unique.
Very unique. Yeah. Well salted. I like salty chips. I don't know about anybody else, but I like salt, even if I'm eating tortilla chips or anything like that. I like it.
Tortilla chips. but then I think the thing that like really intrigued me, and I didn't know this before we really got there, is the amount of Australian food that they have.
Yeah.
And so I had this Australian like themed burger. It was called like the Down Yonder Burger. I can't remember the exact name. But it had like a burger.
It's like the Wonder Blunder or something like
Down
that.
Down Under Wonder Blunder or something. And I had this burger with like fried egg, bacon, pineapple. It was fantastic. And their burger is only like $9. And you add the pineapple, it's like $10.
Yeah.
And then I got their baked fries, which were delicious. They had this super unique like flavoring on them that maybe you can only get in the Down Under.
You got the Down Under Wonder Blunder.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
So it's an Aussie style burger. It comes with a hamburger, grilled onion, cheddar cheese, a perfect egg, bacon, lettuce, and chipotle mayo. So That was what you got. It looked really good.
It was fantastic.
I got the Aussie sausage roll. It's a traditional pork sausage with time-tested herbs and spices rolled in a puff pastry, and it was served with their homemade fries. You could tell those were fresh-cut fries. The Aussie roll was really good. One of the things that was really good about it is that the puff pastry was really good. It was very buttery. So the sausage roll and the pastry went very well together. And the amount of food that we had, I mean, it almost made a shelter in place there because, you know, we didn't want to leave. We needed a few minutes of recovery before we left. But you and I also had their drip coffee, their normal drip coffee, and the flavor is a very light roast. It went very well with the food. It paired as a complement to the food, and good coffee usually does that, but that was also a refreshing thing to have there.
So I took a bite of my burger, and then I was like, man, I'm just going to drink some coffee. And I've never done like a burger coffee combination before in my life.
It's not an easy combo.
But like the friend that we went with, I'm like, dude, you need to try this. Like, take a bite of your burger and the coffee. Like, it's blends so freaking well together.
I love, you know, coffee that complements food like that. Usually I love coffee with, you know, good breakfast food. Like even that Aussie sausage roll, I think could be kind of a breakfast meal, kind of a glorified pigs in the blanket, breakfast food, croissant kind of thing. But usually coffee does pair well when the coffee is really good, like it is there. But I can't speak highly enough of the cookery. Do you want to talk about a little bit what their mission is?
Yeah, so it's a very unique restaurant in 12 South. And one of the coolest things they do is they actually employ former homeless people and they teach them culinary skills. And so there's a lot of people learning about like culinary arts and how to cook food. And so ultimately that they can find employment and better their lives. It's just a really cool outreach that they do.
Yeah.
And the food is fantastic.
They also do partner with the Downtown Presbyterian Church for a Saturday morning breakfast for the homeless.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is really cool. So, I mean, the food is amazing. And the atmosphere is great. The coffee's great. Definitely give that a look in if you're in the 12th South area for food, breakfast. They have all day breakfast too, which is the really good thing.
But like the coffee shop vibe is pretty cool too. Like,
yeah,
it's a really cool place.
Yeah. All right, let's head over to Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
If you can't sleep because of all this political unrest happening in the United States right now and it's stressing you out, one of the best ways to get rid of that stress is by watching an amazing sunrise here in Middle Tennessee at one of the best places, one of our favorite places, and that's the Narrows of Harpeth.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, many people laying their head down on their pillow last night and thinking, man, I'm really just going to get a good night's sleep tonight. But if you need a good refresher and you want to experience a really good Nashville sunrise, Narrows of Harpeth is one of our, like Stuart said, one of our favorite places to visit and watch the sunrise. Now, I know it happens really early this time of year.
No, it's not. The sunrise doesn't happen until 6:56.
Oh, thank God.
Hey,
so
yeah.
so you don't have to sunrise. Wake up as early. I mean, that's still really early for me. But if you want to see what that is like, that sunrise is like, we have a video that we will put in the show notes about our top sunrise locations in Nashville. Obviously, it was a very fun video for us to make. You can kind of experience what it's like at the Narrows of Harpeth to experience a Nashville sunrise up there. It's definitely, we've said it, we can't say it enough, one of our favorite locations. There's also, if you don't want to travel that far, it is a little bit of a drive to the Narrows of Harpeth. We have a few other locations on that video that we would highly recommend to experience a great sunrise in Nashville. If you just want to get outside, get some fresh air, take a nice walk, that video is going to be a good resource for that. That is Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
All right. As everybody is kind of getting their stimulus money, however you want to put it, that stimmy over the next, several weeks, months or so. And you may think, what am I going to put this towards? Is it going to go in savings? Am I going to splurge on a nice meal? Am I going to buy something for myself, for where I live, for the pets? We're going to have a few recommendations since we've been talking about 12 South, or I should say 12 South, as the locals call it, 12 South neighborhood in our tour around Nashville. The next part that we want to tell everybody about is the shopping scene in 12 South. We've told you there is an extensive shopping scene located within 12 South. We've already talked about the restaurants, the history, the culture of 12 South, and you can listen to all of that by going to our YouTube channel where we have our entire 12 South library in there for you. But we haven't gotten to all the specific places where you can go and shop within 12 South because, boy, it is an extensive list. And so if you're wondering, how could I possibly spend all of that stimulus money just on 12 South? Oh, we'll find a way. We'll help you through this journey.
You could spend all that stimulus money on one store.
You'll be sheltering in place in there. So the first one is, I think people in Nashville spoil their pets.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I'll be guilty of that as well. And there is a great local Nashville place that will really help you in doing that. And this Nashville place has several locations, but this one is located in 12 South. This place is called Wags and Whiskers.
So this is on the north end of 12 South. And so if you're driving from the cookery, you just had a great lunch or a great breakfast from the cookery, and you're driving south on 12 South, get it? Pun intended. You could stop at Wags and Whiskers and you can treat your animals or your pets to some fantastic dog toys, holistic dog food, cat treats. And they just look like they have a lot of fun dog toys.
Yeah. And, they're not like a Petco or something like that. It's a very local feel inside of there. It says on their website, they practice what they preach. There's not a product in their store that they wouldn't use for their own pets. So they really feel good about that. I've shopped there in East Nashville. And to be honest, the prices are a little bit higher, but I really feel taken care of there. They have, if you have a cat, like a kind of a litter program where you can just kind of scoop in your own litter and pay. You don't have to buy a new box every single time. If you're buying pet food in there, I can't remember how many you have to buy. Your seventh or eighth one is free after you go there, so you're paying a little bit more, but they have a really nice kind of program. It's just a great feel that I've gotten, at least from the East Nashville location. Haven't been to 12 South, but I imagine that that is how they operate across the board. I think they also, it's on Charlotte Pike in West Nashville that they have their other location as well. So I would definitely, if you have a pet and you want to shop somewhere local, I can't recommend Wags and Whiskers enough. I think they're a really good place.
So another place basically across the street, this is called Serendipity, and this is your all-in-one store. So they sell jewelry, books, socks, jackets, clothing, accessories,
it's a small shop. It's all located within a couple hundred square feet.
Yeah, but they have some really cool things. The last time we were there, so they have this little game. It's called Name That Tune, and so it's a little trivia question type game. They have some really cool books. They have great coffee mugs. When we went in there last time, probably 2 months ago, they had this little section about the state of Tennessee, locally made goods in state Tennessee, and that was my favorite part of that store.
Yeah,
and if you're looking for all together and they have gifts of all different prices, this is a great place for that.
It's kind of like a boutique store mixed with a gift shop, if that kind of makes sense. There's a lot for anybody to find. It's not really specific for one kind of shopper. There's pretty much something for everything. but it's not really a store that you're going to go in where you need something. This is most likely, hey, I want to get something really kind of cool, either a small piece of art to remember this trip by, or, you know, I want to get a $5 gift for somebody else that might remind them of Nashville or something like that. That's kind of how I felt when I was walking in there. Nothing, it's not a very specific target, but it's more like a boutique shop with everything in there, from clothes to games, to books, you name it.
Yeah, so this is one of the most unique stores in 12 South for that reason, because of the variety that they have. And then I would say that this is the most vintage clothing store in Nashville, hands down.
Yeah.
To the point where they don't even have a website. They have an Instagram account.
Yep.
But this is Savant Vintage. And they have, well, Aaron and I walked in there a couple times.
Yep.
And there's so many vintage clothes, like those old like Pepsi shirts that they made in like the 80s. There's so many vintage clothes. And the coolest thing is they have a hat. So we had a mayor in Nashville a few years ago, and his last name was pretty inappropriate, but they have a hat. they have a hat with his name on it, and yeah, it's just his a campaign. Great hat.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, if you walked into the most East Nashville kind of store, you imagined what they're wearing, that's what Savant Vintage has in there. But it's real vintage stuff. It's real vintage prices. So, I mean, be prepared to walk in there, find something cool, and then, you know, think it's a vintage price as well. So, a really good place. I would say the style of there is very Nashville, extremely Nashville. So if that's what you're going for, I want to fix my style and make it more Nashville, this is honestly the first place that I would recommend that you go into.
If I want to blend into East Nashville and Inglewood and Wedgewood, Houston, and Edge Hill Village,
and the Nations,
yeah, and parts of South Nashville, this is the place to go into. And now let's talk about a local jewelry store. This is called Judith Bright, and this is like right next to the vintage clothing store.
Yep.
And this looks like this is, I don't know if this is like custom jewelry, but they have all types of jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, wedding rings, graduation rings. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a very big money-making thing from high schools and colleges.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I never bought one of those things.
No. Uh-uh.
Because I was like, why am I going to spend $1,000 on this? but they have gemstones, birthstones. So if you're looking for a place in 12 South to get some jewelry, this may be one of your best bets.
And almost across the street from that area is a store that's been in Nashville for not too long, but just a few years. This is called Outdoor Voices. So this is more of your very stylish, and it's going to be up there in price a little bit, but more of your outdoor comfort wear is kind of what I'm seeing from this.
Athletic wear.
Athletic kind of comfort wear. That's really kind of trending around the United States. So you have a lot of sweats, you have a lot of tops, you have a lot of socks and things that you would wear that kind of double as athletic casual is what Outdoor Voices seems to be all about. But we've been in there a few times, and they are, you know, it's a super friendly place. It kind of looks like an old house. But this is going to be, you're not going to find anything like super bright and really shiny in there. It's going to be more of your pastel neutral colors. And, so that's about it, but it's a good place. The thing about 12 South is that Stuart and I are not the biggest fashionistas in the market. So these are higher prices for us. If you're not a fashionista, like these are going to be higher prices.
Yeah, because you're like $150 for that. Well, I was going to say you can go to your local neighborhood Kmart, but that doesn't exist anymore.
It does not exist anymore.
But they are higher in prices. And I think you have to be advised in 12 South. You think some of these places are very local, but they're actually like chain locations.
Right. And Outdoor Voices is not a local Nashville store.
Yes, and so you just have to be mindful of that if you're wanting to support local shops. But it does feel like a local store.
Sure.
And yeah, you have no idea unless you ask.
Yeah, no, for sure. But if you are in the fashionista place and you haven't been to 12 Sal, we're going to be talking about more local shops over the next little bit to inform you of the incredible fashion scene that's there that Stuart and I are constantly learning and learning how to be more of a fashionista than we are right now. And we'll get to that in future episodes as we go through. There are tons of local places to spend your stimulus money throughout the next few episodes where we talk about this stuff. All right, our local artist of the day is Callie Prince. Callie has been featured on this podcast before for her song Into It, an incredible song. It did very well on Spotify. We're really happy for her. And she's got a new song out called Look At You. You can find her Spotify link in the show notes. You can also find her link tree on there. It's kind of a website that sends you everywhere to where that artist is. She's also featured on the National Daily Artist of the Day playlist, which if you're looking to expand your knowledge of Nashville local artists, this is the playlist for you. A little bit about Callie. She's been in Nashville for about 2 years now, so really kind of crossing into that locals feel right there. One of her favorite restaurants is a place called Taqueria del Sol,
which is on 12 South.
Yeah.
Like right next to...
What a coinkydink.
Judith, like it's like right there where we're talking about.
It's very close.
It's very, very close. They also have one in Charlotte. They have great tacos, great street tacos, and it's a fantastic place.
All right, so here is Callie Prince with her song Look At You.
Cause you were everything that I needed.
That was Callie Prince with Look At You. And
tomorrow we're going to be looking at stores in 12 South.
Yeah, Look At You. You need a fashion update, and you can get that at 12 South, where most of the shops we're going to be talking about are continuation of that fashion scene in there. So Look At You, and then go to 12 South. That's where probably you're going to be spending your stimulus money. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.